The Hits Radio.
Pitbull and Kesha Timber on the Hits Radio. Good morning. 7 minutes past eight. We've got new Rizzle kicks to play for you after we played the round of Beat the Star. Excited for this one. This is going to be a good one. Every single Monday morning, we put a listener up against the celebrity in the ultimate game of concentration. The scores currently are 2-2. So it is a dead heat. The scores are even. Everything to play for. Playing against actor and comedy legend James Corden this morning is Tia, who is in Manchester. Hello, Tia.
Hi.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
How is Manchester this morning?
Quite funny, actually.
Is it? Yeah. I say.
Well, we should know.
We are. The Hits Radio studio is based in Manchester, so that was a stupid question, really. I concur. It is indeed sunny in Manchester today. Okay, Tia, are you ready to play Beat the Star?
Yeah.
Have you heard Beat the Star before? You're aware of this game, right?
I've just heard it once.
Okay, you've heard it once. That's enough, really, I think. You have 60 seconds to get as many questions correct as you can, playing the answer the question before game. I'm going to ask a question, then another question, and you have to start answering from the second question. We're going to hear how James Corden got on and what score you have to beat. Okay, Tia?
Yeah.
Listen very carefully. This is what happened when James Corden played Beat the Star. James Corden.
All right.
Your 60 seconds playing Beat the Star starts now. Who had a number two hit with Pompeii? Which TV show famously includes the Dingle family?
Bastille.
Which Dutch DJ has a new song called Wasted?
Emmerdale.
Who played Mick in Gavin and Stacey?
Avicii.
What brings you bad luck if you walk under it?
Larry Lamb.
What name is given to the hair that grows on the top of a man's lip?
A ladder.
Whose new song is named after the capital of Hungary?
Mustache.
What two colours feature on the England flag?
I don't know.
Which fellow High School Musical star did Zac Efron famously date?
Red and White.
Ed Sheeran dated which singer-songwriter from Scotland?
I don't know.
Oh, 6 seconds up. You did so good. I think that was a very, very good effort. All of them that you knew, I think you got right.
Did I?
Yeah, well, which sounds like a silly thing to say, really, doesn't it?
Really? Even Avicii? Is that right?
Oh, no, Avicii, no. I
thought that was wrong.
Sorry. That's Tiesto.
Yeah, I thought that was wrong.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So you got 6.
Is that all right? Is that good?
That's good. I think Jason Derulo got 10, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, but he's a
Yes, fair enough.
You know what I mean? How many times do you say your own name in a song? Like, I think you can really judge someone by how much of a they are, by how much they refer to themselves in the third person.
That's true.
Jason Derulo. It's like, yeah, all right, I get it, buddy. Shut up.
That's no,
don't say it again.
You can imagine every...
Talk dirty to you. No, get out. I don't want to even look at you.
You can imagine every scene you walk into. James Corden.
Do you know what I mean? Who does that? It's like the Beatles go, the Beatles, all you need is love. It's like, shut up. What are you doing? Just let me... I know your name, all right?
James Corden. Playing Beat the Star on fine form, James Corden. Fine form. How many did you get there? You got 6.
You got 6, yeah.
Tia, you've got 6 to beat.
Oh.
I think you'll be all right. I don't think you've got any reason to sound concerned. Everybody comes on here going, oh, no, I'm really worried about it. I'm really nervous. I think you'll be fine. 6 is all right.
It's a bit confusing.
Yes, it is confusing. It's tough. You need to concentrate hard. Get yourself warmed up. Splash a little bit of water on your face. We're going to play your round of Beat the Star after Jess Glynn's right here. And Armin, this is what it feels like. Okay, Tia, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. We'll do it after this. New Jess Glynn right here on the Hits Radio Breakfast Show. She's the girl from that Route 94 track.
And Clean Bandit.
Extraordinary. It was extraordinary? No, it was rather big.
My Love.
Wasn't it? Oh, My Love. My Love from Route 94 and Rather Be. Don't look at me like I'm not, like I've not got the knowledge. This is my job. I do this professionally.
Nice, duh.
Posh producer Sam really is not long for this job, I'll tell you. 8:15, good morning. This is the Hits Radio Breakfast Show. We are locked knee-deep right now in a game of Beat the Star. James Corden of funniness, fame, is taking on Tia from Manchester. James, we just heard James... Tia, we just heard James Corden get 6 questions correct, playing the answer the question before game and very, very much slagging off Jason Derulo. That's good. I think Jason Derulo got 10, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, but he's a...
Ouch. Really hope the two never meet. Can you imagine? Brit Awards 1 year. Tia, are you ready for your round of Beat the Star?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You were feeling a little bit nervous before. Have you now managed to gain some calm?
I'm still a bit nervous.
Okay, I think you'll be all right here. I think you'll do pretty well. You've got 60 seconds to get as many questions correctly as you can. Answer as many questions correctly as you can. You're going to be playing the answer the question before game, so I'm going to ask the first question, then the second question. You've got to start answering from the second question, always answering the question before. Does it make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Tia from Manchester, with 6 to beat against James Corden, your round of Beat the Star starts now. Whose debut single is called Ghost? Which actress recently separated from Coldplay's Chris Martin?
Henderson.
What is often used to blow a runny nose and sometimes kept in a gentleman's top pocket?
Pass? Yeah.
Dan Smith fronts which indie band?
The Shoe.
Say that again?
The Shoes.
A chew?
Tissue.
Tissue. Okay. Wimbledon kicks off today. Which famous Scot won it for Great Britain last year?
Pass.
Which X Factor judge appeared on the Graham Norton show this weekend?
Pass.
Who is the current England manager?
Gerald Cole.
Who is currently number one on the Vodafone Big Top 40?
Pass.
Which household item is commonly used to dry yourself... Okay, I've started, so I'll carry on. Which household item is commonly used to dry yourself after a shower?
Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yes. Yes, you sneaked one in there at the end.
Nice one.
Well done, Tia. Oh, that was tough. Maybe I didn't help because I was laughing a little bit. I'm sorry about that. Let's find out how many she got. Posh producer Sam, have you got a score for Tia, please, with 6 to beat playing against James Corden this morning?
Right, are we going to accept tissue?
This is a tough one because we've got handkerchief written down, haven't we?
Yeah.
What do you use to blow your nose? You often keep it in the kit. So, yeah, let's use tissue. Yeah, we'll go for tissue. Okay,
In that case, Tia.
Tia.
You have 4.
Oh, Tia. I'm so sorry. You were 2 out. Ah. That's such a shame.
So close, though.
If I hadn't, like, stumbled and laughed, I feel like maybe it was my fault.
It's all your fault. I know.
Yes. Oh, say it again. Tell him it's his fault.
got to live with that now for the rest of the day. Thanks very much. Tia, unlucky. That makes it 3-2 to the celebrities now, so that'll be on your head, Tia, for the rest of the day. Thank you very much for playing anyway. Bye-bye. If you want to listen to any rounds of Beat the Star again, you can. They're all online right now at thehitsradio.com. You can listen to Jason Derulo playing. You can listen to also Conor Maynard played, Dizzy Rascal played. We've had some big, big stars play Beat the Star all right now at thehitsradio.com. It is 19 minutes past 8. Let's play Armin. This is what it feels like. That's good. I think Jason Derulo got 10, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, but he's a... The Hits Radio.